You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow.
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
How are you doing?
This is the movie show.
On Active TV.
My name is Sash.
And my name's Ryan.
And we are reviewing
yes.
a Korean film.
Wow.
Ah.
Wow.
There we go.
Lots of reading.
Right. The train to...
Luckily, they didn't speak fast.
They don't generally.
So... What?
I mean, okay, I have recently have become a very big K-drama fan. The people in my life...
Oh, is it?
...inspired me. It's very good. I highly recommend the Korean film industry. Highly recommend the Korean film industry, yes.
Yeah.
And then I came upon this film and I was like, you know what? It's a film, Ryan. Don't you want to watch it? And then we did.
Yeah. And I thought they were Japanese.
You thought they were Japanese?
Yeah, until I did my research, I was like, what? Korean?
South Korean. I think they're all... I feel like they've really oversimplified the film industry to K-dramas, but like it's actually the Korean film industry.
Explain.
The South Korean film industry.
Please explain K-drama.
So K-drama just means Korean drama.
A Korean drama.
Yeah.
Did anybody even know that? I didn't. Like, this is the first time. Literally,
no,
this
it's
first
a very
time.
Big, in the Western world, K-dramas at the moment
Serious?
Are like, they're really on the rise.
Yeah.
So you've got things like Squid Game.
Cool.
Yeah. Now, this film came out in 2016, and it actually helped push the South Korean cinema into mainstream cinema before Parasite. So there was a film called Parasite, which was a Korean film as well.
Wow.
They also won a lot of like awards, Academy Awards and stuff like that. And that was like, everyone was like, have you watched Parasite? But this film, Train to Busan, was actually the first to push the Korean film.
And they did well.
You know, did very well. Sure. Out of 42 nominations for awards, they won 36.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Yeah. But I must be honest, this film is an action horror. I didn't realize until I got to the end. Yeah, so just bear that in mind.
You didn't realize until the end?
No, as in like...
Which part, the horror part or the action part?
There's a very fine line between horror and thriller.
Oh, the thrill.
This isn't a thriller. That's what I'm saying.
No.
Take my warning. If you don't understand what I'm saying, I'm sorry. I'm trying to do this in the most unspoiled way possible. If you understand what I'm saying. Yeah. But the film was insane. It was so good. Oh my gosh.
I didn't know what I was getting into. Honestly, I was watching. I was like, okay. Yeah. And then when stuff started, I was like, oh, one of those.
Damn. Yeah, no, this was like World War Z or World War Z for the Americans.
Exactly.
But like, I feel like it was slightly worse. Like World War Z, you had breathers in between. Like there were moments when, you know, this one.
Go for it.
I was panicking from start to finish.
It was a Michael Bay ambulance kind of feel. Just going.
Yeah. It was very cool. And what's cool about it is it's so simplified. Not simplified. The story literally is about a train ride when a zombie apocalypse breaks out.
Yeah, I know. When that girl ran in, I was just like,
Yeah, I know. You but, know, like, you don't think you can do much with that, you know?
I was like, from, then when it happened, I was like,
And the actors that played the zombies were mad. There was one transformation where there's a part where they get off the train and then they get back on the train. And there's this person flipped their body. I was just like, this person deserves an award. Because you know that with acting, you actually get stuff. So you get, when you're doing acting, you get a thing called phys. Which is literally you as an actor, you learn how to utilize your body.
Oh.
Like, so it can be very expressive. It can be very weird. But you can see how fizz in these type of films like works. I even remember with World War Z, the zombie, you know, the zombie that when he was getting the disease, there was that one zombie that found him and he was doing the...
Oh, yeah, the...
That actor is a very, very, very good theatrical actor. And you can see how, like, they do it... I think they do it more with theater than they do it with film. Mm. But you can see how that particular... Particularly when they learn that, it really does help them when you need zombies.
another level.
Yeah, and like the makeup was really good. Mm. The production, I know they had like LED screens for the train. You know how like as the train is passing. The shots, the ones they did this weird. So the main character Gong Yoo, his character was standing in one of the cubicles on the train. They're very small. They're like plain cubicles. So that it started here. You saw him in the shot. Then the camera like panned and you realized, no, you're actually looking at his reflection. So then like, so you're actually
they had
there,
a lot of those.
But then it did it again. I was like, how did they hide the camera? Because there's like a mirror. They did it a third. Like they literally showed his. I was just like, damn, that was cool. From a camera operating perspective, I don't know how they did that, but that was cool. Yeah.
But this was the cinematographer or the director.
So Ryan didn't finish the movie.
I never.
He never.
Mm. Yeah. Look, I'll be honest with you. Like watching it, I was just like, okay, it's another one of, And then obviously I was just like, I'm not ready for this drama.
I'm not ready for this drama as well.
I'm like,
where
I'm fine.
Where did you get to?
I'm fine.
He's going to say like he got like 20 minutes into the film. What? Where did you get to, Ryan?
19 minutes into the film.
I told you.
I don't know how far, I don't know how many minutes I got in. The drama and stuff started breaking out and all of that. I know people were infected.
On the train.
Yeah, it had not gotten, it. There was no depth. I knew that they were going to decompartmentalize the zombies. I obviously read, if you go look in Wikipedia, they kind of give you the plot. And I read the plot, I was like, I knew it. So apparently there were compartments and there was, at one point, they were all compartmented into
But they never, one, I just wish they area. Would let one, because you know, can you not like get rid of a train compartment?
Oh, like just like
easy?
Well, it depends if it's the last one or if it's the one in the middle.
They never did that.
Mm. So which compartment? Wait, maybe we shouldn't.
It happened. A lot happened. So they were on their way, and then they thought they were stopping. So that one of the stops, they thought it was safe. So they got off the train.
Yes.
And then they realized
it was not safe.
It was not safe. So they had to get back on the train. But then getting back on the train. So there were already zombies train.
So where they got off, they thought it was safe. Then it wasn't safe. And then they chucked back to the train.
And then at one point, they get split up. So the safe people were in number 15.
The minute a split happens, I'm like, that is...
Then
why are you splitting?
His daughter and the pregnant lady and an old lady got stuck in 13, but 13 was full of zombies.
Yeah.
And then the strong dudes were in 9. So they had to go from 9 to 15, get to the but in that moment I was like, I appreciate men so much.
Wait.
Literally watching this movie, I was just like, men are awesome. I like men. Men, because like in that moment, as a female, you just see. Mm-mm.
But usually in these types of movies, it doesn't matter.
Nope, in this movie, it
mattered.
Like you saw their manhood come through. You know, it's like it's why the world needs men. If there was ever a zombie apocalypse, that's why feminism doesn't work, people. Because if there was ever a zombie apocalypse, we'd be finished, all of us. Yeah, shame. But what was cool about this film was they really emotionally got you involved with the characters. And it wasn't just like one family. So like World War Z, you were like really, Brad Pitt and his family, if they've survived, you were like, cool. The rest of the world died. But you were like, with this one, you were. And then also what was cool about this film was, so Gong Yoo, who's the dad, you met the guy that had the pregnant wife, right? You saw. He was Gong Yoo's personal trainer for a couple of years.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And then Gong Yoo and the lady, I don't know her name, but she acted as the pregnant lady. They've acted in a movie together called Silence, which came out earlier. So, But you recognize the main actor is the guy from Squid Game. The split face thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he's a very, very well-known Korean actor.
There's actually a picture of him on the net. So, you know, if you go on Wikipedia, then you get the actors and you click on the actor's name and then Google shows you the actor. Like, there's a picture of him. It's that whole, like, split face thing. I don't know if he's doing it on purpose, but if you cover up the one side of his face,
it's crazy,
he looks dramatic. And then you cover up the other side, it looks like he's smiling.
Like, and he's playing Russian roulette.
And I don't know, because of the whole Squid Game thing that, I couldn't, I was just like, let me just, and then I covered up the one side, I was like, wow.
It really is.
That's amazing. Like, I'll always know this dude is the guy with the...
With the split face.
Yeah, try it. Try it.
But he's very well known and he's a very, very good actor. Mm. Yeah. Mm. And Train to Busan is the sixth highest grossing domestic film of all time in South Korea. But then also it went on to... Like in India and like a lot of
countries.
But
that's what I'm saying. Like if you go look at the budget and in the box office, they did exceptionally well.
And filmmaker Edgar Wright. So Edgar Wright is the man that he directs the BAFTA nominated zombie comedy, Shaun of the Dead. Oh, you know Shaun of the Dead, right? Yeah. He was a big fan of this film and actually recommended the film in a tweet and called it the best zombie movie I've seen in forever.
Cool.
And this was this film came out 3 years after World War Z. Mm. So it's quite it really is. And it's not even an English film. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So for a foreign film to do that well, I mean, they because a lot of people, it's sad. It is sad. But a lot of people, just because they have to read subtitles, won't watch a movie.
You know what? I was one of those. And then there were movies that I had watched before where they actually did the subtitles quite well.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So right now behind us, Ryan, is a scene that's happening. It sounds very scary, right? Okay, now. So this scene, I didn't pick it up. I watched the series before I watched the movie. Gong Yoo is in this movie. It's called Guardian, the Great and Lonely God, right? In the series, they go to the movies. Guess what movie they're watching?
They were watching
Train to Busan.
Are you serious?
Yep. But I didn't pick it up at the time because I hadn't watched Train to Busan. And then when I was doing research, I was like, that's clever. But they never actually show him on screen. But I just thought that was funny that they actually tied that up.
Wait, how do you know that they're watching?
You can see they're watching it in the...
Oh, as in at a point you see...
Yeah, they switch to the screen.
Oh, okay.
And you see the first zombie on the train. You know the first zombie bites?
Okay.
And then at one point they cut back and he's running with his daughter, but the camera's got his back on.
Crazy.
So,
yeah. All right, so we've gotten to that part of the show now. What if they made a sequel to this film?
They did. Scored Train to Busan, or it's called Peninsula or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I thought you were going to say Train to Busan 1, Train to Busan 2.
The train back from
so they
Busan.
Did. Oh, yeah.
I have a what if for you, Ryan. Ryan finished the film?
What if I did?
What if you did? Okay, I have a better what if, right? But you don't know this because you didn't get to this part in the film. So I'm going to tell you this.
I might have
right?
read about it, though.
So the zombies in this film... So on the train tracks, they go under tunnels, right? You know, like every now and again.
Yeah.
Yeah. So whenever they went under a tunnel, it got dark. And the minute it
got
dark,
nice.
The zombies almost were like, they couldn't see humans anymore. So that, and you can almost see they sort of are blind because they've got that white film.
Yeah.
So I think they've got very bad vision, but then in darkness, they can't see. So what if night just came? What if the sunset? The movie would have had a very different end to what it did.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to give you a piece of advice, right? So, if you like happy endings.
Yeah, because I had a what if, but yeah. The problem is I haven't seen the other two and I don't want to spoil.
Yeah, we don't want to spoil. But if you like happy endings.
Mm. What if you watch the film as well? Ta-da.
That's it. Active FM. Radio has never been better.